Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're going to get to that. Okay. All right, let's take a break.
And I've said many times, you cheat the position that I sit in if all you care about are X and O's.
How about, what? Oh, my God. No, that makes me so mad.
She's already mad.
Because all you should care about is X's and O's if you're a coach.
You should get care about those. Face. Get out of my face. I love it. Anna Trullo, not a fan of John Calipari, and I think her disdain for Cal has only grown. I thought maybe that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Since he's in Fayetteville, maybe she would cool on Cal, but no, it's only intensified. It's gotten so bad, she's like, I'd rather Jaden Quaintance and Boogie Flan go to UofL than go to Arkansas with Cal. And I was like, that's one of the reasons why we got into like multiple arguments this week. It was very contentious between Ana and I this week, but it's all good. It's all radio fun. But
it is funny. No Calipari, but you'll take Liam Cohen. So,
yeah. Thank you, James. Thank you. By the way, it looks like that Jordan Burks has entered the transfer portal, and Jack Pilgrim tweeted out, and that's a wrap. The entire Kentucky basketball roster is now in the transfer portal. So, yes, everybody is gone. The only person hanging around is Travis Perry, allegedly. 27 area locations, walk-in, drive-through delivery. That's Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. If you're heading out to Thunder over Louisville tomorrow and you're not able to get to Lynn Family Stadium where they have that great deal, go watch the Racing Lou game, hang out afterwards, fireworks at 9:30. In between that, you have a bathroom, you have concessions, you have beer. There's live band karaoke, really cool. So if you can't get to any of that, go to Cox's Evergreen Liquors, stock up, go out there on the waterfront, or watch at home on TV and have all your favorite beers, wine, mixers, bourbons, and more. Also, they had the buy three, get one free cigar Wednesdays. Don't forget to take advantage of that. It's your Derby one-stop shop, Cox's Evergreen Liquors. Liquors, Louisville's go-to liquor store, Cox's Louisville.com, 437-9680, UPS Jobs, text line. Been a fun show. We're out here at 812 HIMP in Clarksville, Indiana, with our good friend Wilson doing the show. It's a great sale, the biggest sale of the year for 502 HIMP, 812 HIMP, 25% off of everything in the store, your entire purchase, 25% off. They are the official CBD and hemp provider of the Kentucky Derby. I see staring across from me the Kentucky Derby pins. You can get those when you come in here as well. They have everything you need. They have cereal bars, gummies. They have local honey. They have oil, CBD, full spectrum gummies, et cetera, et cetera. They have it all here. Bath bombs. Come check them out. And that deal runs through the 22nd, April 22nd, Monday. So you have today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday to get the last biggest deal of the year for our good friends at 502 HIMP and 812 HIMP. All right, so I wanted to talk about this, Max, because yesterday, as I was talking about, and we'll take a break here about 5:25, mixtape at 5:30, about 26-minute mixtape today, so it seems pretty hefty. But one of the things I was talking about is I was kind of losing my mind over the last couple days over Mark Pope kind of being slow to getting a staff and getting players, which, again, isn't fair because, obviously, he's only been on the job for 4 or 5 days. But the thought did occur to me, because John Calipari really isn't getting any players either. Mm-hmm. And the thought process was, as soon as he landed in Arkansas, everybody goes with him. He's going to get DJ Wagner. He's going to get Aaron Bradshaw. He already has Zvonimir Vesic, but he's the only one so far that's followed him to Arkansas. None of the recruits so far have committed. Now, Mark Pope was able to get one of his BYU commits, Colin Chandler, to follow him to Kentucky right away. I think that announcement went out Tuesday where he committed to Kentucky. But Jaden Quaintance is at Louisville visiting today. He's down between Louisville, Arkansas, and Missouri for him. Boogie Flan has all of his options on the table. He's not committed anywhere yet. He's going to take his visits. He's going to take his time. Who are the other? Santo Cyril, Carter Knox, they haven't committed to Cal yet. Travis Perry looks like he's going to be sticking at Kentucky. So this idea that John Calipari was just going to get everybody and just transfer them to Arkansas, so far that has not happened. And I was wondering where the narrative when Cal left and they got Mark Pope was, this is the best for everybody. What if it's not? What if it's bad for everybody? What if Mark Pope comes to Kentucky and flops? Calipari goes to Arkansas. He flops. He's worse off than he was in Kentucky. Kentucky's worse off than what they were with John Calipari. That's the possibility that no one has really talked about. And as I thought about it more, I'm like, why is that an option not not out there as a discussion point? Because it should be a discussion point, Max.
It definitely can happen.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely can happen.
And it's not shocking. Like, it's the whole Calipari not getting people is not shocking.
That's what you say, and I'm interested in that opinion because when he came to Kentucky, he brought his entire recruiting class. He brought Eric Bledsoe and John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, and I mean everybody came with them. So that was the thought process. But you say it's not shocking to you. Why is that?
Because that he was the hot name then.
Well, he was. That's a great point.
He was a young coach. He was full of enthusiasm and those John Calipari sayings and slogans. Mm-hmm. He was like a cooler Italian version of Pat Kelsey. Like,
right.
He was good. I mean,
and he's fresh off a national championship game, 2 years removed from being like actually blowing the national championship game. They should have won that game with Derrick Rose.
Yeah, you know the warning signs, the red flags were there even before he came to Kentucky. But all that to say. So if you're a recruit, it's the concept that I gave with DeBoers and Saban when it was like, why are people going to Alabama? Because
mm-hmm.
Alabama's the golden standard.
Crimson Tide football, Max.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Alabama is everything. Alabama is college football.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't disagree with the history of it. Is it because of Alabama or is it because of Nick Saban? Now, especially with how NIL's laid out now, who would you rather go play for now? Would you rather go play for a Kirby Smart in Athens, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
making $3 million? Or let's just put that in, for NIL money.
Right.
Would you rather be going there? Would you rather be going to A&M to Aggieland.
Yeah, Ohio
Elko,
State.
Or Ohio State and Columbus. DeBoer in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. it changes the whole perspective of things, especially when that gold standard coach, the mecca of that coach, isn't there anymore.
Hmm.
That changes things. Or Boulder, Colorado with
Deion Sanders.
With Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Same thing with basketball. Who do you want to go play for? Do you want to go play with a used car, Calipari? He's not the new brand new Mercedes anymore. I mean, it's that car's been used.
Yeah,
it's past the.
It's got some mileage on it.
It's about a $125,000 car. You got it for a great deal, and you got to go live in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Even to his credit. Pat Kelsey at Louisville. Who would you rather play for? An energetic young coach that's wearing his Velma glasses and he's next tier. He's super excited in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
Or do you want to go play for Calipari for that's got his 125,000 miles on him?
Yeah.
In Fayetteville, Arkansas. Which would you rather do?
That's...
I'm a recruit. The game has changed completely, and this whole concept of the gold standard programs mm-hmm. is kind of going off to the wayside now. anyone can get anyone at this point.
Yeah.
It all comes down to, do you have the NIL money to back it up?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a coach that, you know, for lack of a better term, is consistent with your word with a recruit that you're able to keep those recruits?
Yeah.
And there's – say whatever you want about Stoops. Say whatever you want about him. Dante Walker should not be at UK.
No, he shouldn't.
Should not be.
No.
And you can't tell me that Georgia didn't offer him twice what Kentucky made him. So why is he staying? There's obviously a relationship aspect
sure.
to that. It's the same thing with Calipari. You can only – maybe his only way of being able to keep guys is he only knows how to keep those relationships for a year because he's only used to having them for a year.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like – what did you expect if he wasn't able to do this at Kentucky? If he wasn't able to really own the transfer portal at Kentucky, what makes you think he's going to be able to do it at Arkansas? It's the whole thing with Bill Curry when he was at Alabama. If you can't win at Alabama...
Yeah! Go Blue! Go yeah! Blue! Yeah! He's had a customer yell, "Go Blue" at us. Let's go!
If you've got a customer, got a customer, if you weren't able to win at Alabama,
yeah,
what makes you think you can go to Kentucky and be able to win? If you can't win and you can't do elite things mm-hmm. at the gold standard Mecca program, what makes you think you could go somewhere else that's not to that tier level and do the same thing?
That's a good point, and I look at it this way too, and this is an option too, like maybe. Calipari was at his best because of Kentucky, and maybe Kentucky also benefited because of Calipari. Maybe they were able to benefit off of each other. Now let's see who the brand is. Is the brand Kentucky or is the brand John Calipari? And I think that's something that we're going to see play out here over the next few months and even through the basketball season. You know, if Mark Pope comes in here and he's able to either equal or exceed Calipari's success while he's at Kentucky, and Calipari's just doing the same thing that he was doing at Kentucky at Arkansas, then you say, okay, now we know what the common denominator was at Kentucky.
Right.
But if it goes the other way, what if Cal goes to Arkansas and he rejuvenates himself and he's better, and Mark Pope is just kind of like, you know, fifth in the SEC or something like that. It's going to be really interesting, but there could be the other option that I put forth, where Kentucky's number five in the SEC, Arkansas's number six, where they both take a hit and they both take a dip because that was just for a long time before everything got crap. It was a really, really good marriage between the two. I don't know. I was thinking about that yesterday and last night, especially in terms of where both programs are. Because, again, Calipari's not exactly killing it right now in Arkansas. That could change the flip of a hat. He gets Jaden Quaintance to stick around and stay. If he keeps Louisville for stealing him from him, maybe he convinces Boogie Flynn. I know he was watching Carter Knox and Samto Cyril earlier this week. He gets some of those guys, and then it's all good. But there is a chance out there that it doesn't work out. And it's so different. So like when he took over Kentucky, we talked about this too. You know, when you were a coach before the transfer portal hit, when you showed up, you at least had a semblance of a team. You at least had an idea of what your team makeup is going to be. Okay, now I have to make a decision of which of these guys. Like when Chris Mack showed up to Louisville.
Right.
You know, he was able to show up and say, okay, these are the guys that I want to keep around, but these are the new players that I want to bring aboard. But he at least still had a few guys sticking around that he could count on. Like, okay, you're good enough to play college basketball. Now you don't have that. When John Calipari showed up in Kentucky, he had Patrick Patterson, he had Ramon Harris, he had Josh Harrelson. He had these guys, they were already there ready to go because they were penalized if they left. If they transferred, they had to sit out a year. So they didn't really have anywhere else to go. Boy, it would have been nice for Mark Pope to be able to show up and have Aaron Bradshaw and DJ Wagner, some of these other guys that weren't going to go to the NBA but had to stick around Kentucky because then he would have a base. Now, there may be a few players like, you know what, sorry, this isn't the fit I want. You probably should go elsewhere. That would be great. Now these coaches start at ground zero. They show up, everybody's gone. Everybody's gone. And they have to organically create their own roster. Now, the other roster news today, Jeff Goodman tweeted this. This made me happy. Because not even the great, all-powerful John Shire of Duke basketball is immune from transfer portal, Max.
Exactly.
Duke's roster has been completely decimated They only have two guys coming back. Tyrese Proctor, 10.5 points per game. Caleb Foster, 7.7 points per game.
Jeez.
They had exactly. Yeah, they're in as bad a spot as anybody in the country. They had Kyle Filipowski. He went to the NBA, 16.4 points per game. Jared McCain, 14.3 points per game. Their transfers. Here's who transferred. Jeremy Roach, 14 points per game. Mark Mitchell, 11.6 points per game. Okay, those are the big ones. They also had Sean Stewart, TJ Power, Jalen Blakes, Christian Reeves, and Jaden Shutt all hit the transfer portal. That's absolutely crazy because he was one of the guys that's able to get guys to come back last season.
Yeah.
He got Kyle Filipowski to stick around. Now, he has some injury things, but still he stuck around. He stuck at Duke. All these guys stayed. Jeremy Roach stayed. All these dudes stayed last year for Shire. This is the complete opposite. Everybody's gone, and it makes me happy. It makes me happy because it wasn't because of a coaching change. It wasn't because of a scandal. It was because they just wanted to get out of Duke. And Duke, I'm so happy that all this happened. It makes me happy that now John Shire's got to go to the transfer portal and get mid-majors to fill his roster. Now, he's got a great freshman class coming in. He's got Cooper Flagg coming in, so he's got those guys. But he's going to have to do some scrambling himself, so I did see that earlier. So no one's immune from the transfer portal, Max.
No one's immune from getting some mid-majors and getting hyped for some mid-majors.
You're damn right. All right, let's read some text before we take a break and get to the mixtape. Okay, let's see here. Didn't realize the clothing analysis would be worse than the sports analysis in the past hour. Shut your trap. Texter rocking the Kirklands. Damn right, Texter. Kohl's is elite. So there we go. All right, Max, I know you have a big weekend ahead of you. You're picking up a cow, and you have some other stuff going on.
Getting my beef and cutting grass and hopefully try to power wash the deck in the house. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun chore week.
Fun chore weekend.
Oh, and the nest box. And work on the nest
box. Don't forget the chickens in the nest box. Yes. Nest box, especially since your one hen is in dire straits. Like, you need to help that old bird out.
Exactly. she needs – I just need to get the eggs. Like, we don't want chicks right now, but it's like – it's to the point now that I'm going to have to forcibly remove her from the nest to grab the eggs.
And you don't want to do that.
I don't want to be a monster.
No, you don't want to be mean.
But I also don't want chicks right now. Like, in a month and a half when we're ready for them, yes. But
yes.
No, not at this exact second.
Not right now, chicken.
I don't need this right now.
I don't need this in my life right now.
All great
right,
conversation. About to buy a cow. Don't want chicks right now.
There you go, exactly. Cows and chicks. Texter, old McDonald had a farm. Were you part of Blank's effort to get Brady Rom to 10,000 followers? No, that made me sad. When I saw Mark Blankenbaker.
Stop being obsessed with coaches.
Exactly. Like, stop it.
Stop being obsessed about it.
It's like, come on, Cardation, get Brady Rom to 10,000. I'm like, stop it. Why are you doing this? Texter, gold standard, LOL. You have actual people on your team. You'd have to have extra people on your team if that was true.
Well, first of all, we have one.
Yeah.
So
we have people on our team. There you go. Yeah, be quiet, Texter. Texter, James, how many of the big three events coming up, the Derby, the PGA Championship, and the UFC fight, will you be attending and covering? I'll definitely be at the Derby. I want to be at UFC. I actually would love to be at all three of them. I've never been to a PGA event. I've never been to a UFC event. Likely, I'll be at the Derby for sure and UFC. Don't know about the PGA Championship, but I'd love to go to all three of them. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we have the mixtape here out at 812-HIMP, 502HIMP.com. Say the 420 fun and get 25% off your entire purchase here. Let's take a break. Goodbye, Max. Have a good weekend. And the mixtape coming up.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, welcome back to the show here on ESPN 680 1057. It's the Round Table live here at 812 Hemp off of Lewis and Clark Parkway in Clarksville, Indiana. Enjoying the biggest sell of the year, 25% off your entire purchase. The entire everything else here in the store, bath bombs, Delta 8, Delta 9, everything. So, please, please, please come see them. They're the official CBD and hemp providers of the Kentucky Derby Festival. So we love it. And we'll go ahead and get started now with our good friend James Black and the mixtape. James, you ready to roll?
Yes, I am. Let's go.
All right, let's go. It's the mixtape. I'll immediately follow the show. You'll have Inside Churchill Down, 6 p.m. Let's go.
Time now for
Justin.
Oh, this is from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro.
Mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's...
I'm James.
All right, it's the mixtape. Justin Sofro, James Black, let's go.
We still have small-minded people on the text line.
Oh.
What a load of crap for the flagship of Louisville, giving this much nice guy coverage to our rival. How many Lexington stations carried or were positive for PK? Clearly, you don't understand the job. It's not our job to be positive. It's not our job to – I don't care what you think. You want us to not talk about – stick your head in the sand and not talk about 23,000 people at your rival announcing a new coach yesterday? You're right. Again, let me go back to it. That's why you're the texter and I'm the host. So you're going to stay the texter. I'm going to stay the host. And you are small-minded, and you make us all look bad.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah.
I mean, there's just
we're
down
definitely
going to
talk about it.
And another one, UK talk. Yeah, okay. It's the story, you small-minded peasants. That's all you are, small-minded peasants. Again, you're the texter. I'm the host. It's going to stay that way.
Golly. I don't know. I don't know what we're else yeah. supposed to talk about.
Like, yeah, right.
Kentucky, we're going to talk basketball.
Yes, yes. With 23,000 people there, and all the stages agree for the exact same we got. So if you'd like to contribute. Tribute, call in, jackass.
Yeah, jackass. You jackass.
James can't do everything.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Well, like, okay, I'm talking to you, everybody in there. If you're a producer, Nick Valvano, I'm talking to you. James ain't going to do it all. He's not going to be there forever to hold your hand, to wipe your butt. No, if Jeff Brom's on Jim Rome, it's your job to cut it. All right?
Somebody's
James can't
job.
Do it all.
Yeah, there's only one of him.
There's only one James.
And there's 10 Vinnies. We know that. But there's only one James.
I'm so tired of that. James.
Well, you pitch in there, big boy.
I don't know how to cut sound. I don't know how to record that. It's not my No, if James doesn't cut it, it doesn't happen for us.
I'd say there's something to that. Nick cuts some sound now. I'm not going to let you throw Nick into all of that.
Yeah, cut sound.
I'm not going to let you throw him into that
circle.
Yeah,
we'll get a lot of... Uncle Paulie sent over, but not Jeff Brom.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm just saying it's better now.
No.
I don't disagree.
No, I'm trying to back my guy, James.
I get it.
I don't
want to
enable this laziness that's happening.
When some guy starts doing everything, everybody just assumes.
They move out of the way.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that.
We're not doing that.
No.
No. No. James needs support, too.
He does.
He's not your
support.
Dad. He's not going to hold your hand.
I think it'd be great if you learned to cut sound, too. It'd
be fine. Throw me some sound. We'll be the best cut thing ever.
Throw me some. Do you believe that, James? I don't believe that for 1 second.
How do you not know how to edit sound? You can edit video. I don't understand
that. Well, I don't have Dropbox. I mean, I could cut the sound. I don't know what we use, but I could cut the sound and get access to Dropbox, start dropping sound in the thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of my functions, but
I use the is it Audacity? It's a free one. I don't know. It seems to work pretty well.
All right,
there you go. There you go.
Still don't have access to the Dropbox.
We can get to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. I'll take away all these excuses.
Yeah. Good.
I'll take them all away.
The excuses. Take away.
Give me another objection to overcome. Give me another objection.
Yeah,
I'll overcome.
You call them excuses. I call them explanations. It's also just not what I'm employed by ESPN Louisville to do. Is it?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But you want everybody to pitch in. You want that whole that teamwork and that camaraderie.
Job
it's only their job.
The cut sound. Yes.
I've cut some of my own sound before.
Yeah. Sure.
I made some, made my bits, you know. So
that's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to back James.
Yes. And I'm going to teach you how to, I'll give you the passwords and all that.
Okay, good.
So we can all pitch in.
Because I have James Black's back. Okay. I have his back.
Yes. I love it. Let's go blank.
the screams of the little girls, it's just like some of the most piercing stuff that I've ever heard. So I almost feel bad for Alex Morgan, but then I'm like, well, you're so good, you bring this upon yourself. So it's unique for sure, but I mean, I really appreciate it. I think it was like, you know, 15, 20 minutes after the game, she was still signing. So it's just good to see that, because that hasn't always been the case here. And with her, I think it usually depends on how the game goes and whether she's healthy and feeling good enough to do that sort of thing. But, you know, it was good to see her acknowledge the girls of Louisville, as Blank would say.
Well, I'll let it go.
Whoa!
I won't forget, but I'll let
it go. No, we know you won't forget.
I won't forget, but I'll let it go.
Yeah. They'll never forget. No, Mark Blankenbaker will never forget when Alex Morgan went to the Taylor Swift concert instead of playing Racing Lou. I am not scared of Pat Kelsey. He's a dork. He's a coach speak hype man. That's your coach. You about ready to see big boy coach search. This ain't piddly kitty time fart around coach search. This ain't piddly fart around coach. This is real time big boy coach search. This ain't Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, Josh Shirts search.
That wasn't good, James. That didn't age well, did it, James?
I don't have a name. I don't have any insight. I don't have anything. No. You about ready to see big boy coach search. This ain't piddly kitty time fart around coach search. This ain't piddly fart around coach. This is real time big boy coach search. This ain't Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, Josh Shirts search. You get what I'm saying?
Like how Justin put that in twice.
You hire Dan Hurley, they're going to want a Final Four. Year one.
Immediately.
Yeah, year one. And
I'll tag Dan Hurley and say that.
Me too. I'll try to scare him off.
Yeah, just make sure you know.
But the thing is, okay, Kentucky might offer him 14. Well, UConn's going to offer him 9, 10.
I'm going to make an account called Made for the Lex.
Yeah. Big Kentucky fan here. I hate you. Would say
yes.
I don't want to say D threats because Nick here.
No, listen.
It's not telling what he'll say.
Steve
was giving death threats on the radio.
What did I do today?
If I ever do anything,
so low hanging fruit, and I can't. And I would never. I have way too much respect to ever make fun of Bob. So I just have to do it to Nick.
If I ever do anything to get in trouble,
I got you.
Actually, I need both of you.
Uh huh.
I need, go to your fake accounts, go to your burners. I need one D threat from at least each of you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At least one.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way I'm going to turn to the victim.
I'll give you three D threats. I'll be like, you going to take this. It's my threat.
You give me D. I need D threats. Because listen, haven't we learned that?
Oh, okay, death threats. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it sounds like something else, James. D threats. 5 o'clock. We have a Masters update at 4:46.
Are you sitting down? Uh-oh. Yes, I can tell. We need some breaking news music.
Zach, hit the breaking news.
Yes, Steve Rubbish and others have texted the personal bad phone, if you will.
Okay.
Sources. BYU's Mark Pope is a candidate for the head coaching vacancy at Kentucky.
No. No.
Pope was a member of the 1996 national title team in Lexington.
Yes, he was.
No.
Phil, what did you
do? You want to see this? Do you want to see this?
Phil.
John Rothstein.
Ooh, that's a legit source. That's not BB and Billy. That's John Rothstein, baby. Now, Phil, what did you just say? Someone that Barnhart can't control. Someone that will play by the UK rules. That is Mark Pope. That's what I just said it.
Yep,
I just said it. It's going that way, man. It's not a group of five school. It is a power five school, BYU. He's a good, clean guy, no baggage. I mean, he's a Mormon. You just read his religious background from Wikipedia. Come on, baby, it's happening, baby.
Steve, you good? He got Sweeney coming up in 20 minutes, baby.
No.
Yes.
Not good.
Yes.
I'm so glad
it came from Ross.
I can't do this. I can't do Mark Pope.
Yes, you can.
I can't. That was a dark day for me. Billy said the timing is currently bad. My friend said he won't listen until the end of the season. Of course, he was not able to take the job, but he closed by saying they should wait and they can say no. No, you can't wait.
It's over.
It's over.
Pope is the hope.
Pope is the hope. Pope is the hope.
It's on the text.
But hey, look, Mitch Barnhart can't talk to Bruce Pearl. Can't talk to Bruce. Well, God forbid you talk to Bruce Pearl. I'm so pissed off right now. I swear to God, I'm so mad. I'm irate. Like, I saw that effing Mark Pope from John Rothstein. Like, my head wanted, like, I wanted to explode. It's all true.
I love UK.
Wow. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate
I'm
that. I'm physically.
No, Billy Donovan.
I'm physically.
No,
ill.
Scott Drew. No. Dan Hurley.
I'm Mark Pope.
Yes.
I'm buying Arkansas gear. I'm cheering for John Calipari.
I was emotional.
Megan and the whole family get the dog. We're all going to do whoopee and
Kenny,
Suey.
Kenny Payne, all of them, yeah.
It's Billy Gillespie, part two. Man, that was harsh, wasn't that, James? Wow.
Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio. Are you? Nice to see you, Mark.
Stand up, take a bath.
That's right.
That's impressive.
Yeah, okay.
We're getting a Just Love Rup, and it was lit as I've ever seen it. I got chills. I'm going to, Ince, I got to admit something to you. I cried a little bit.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to lie. I cried a little bit. Seeing all those guys come off the bus like that, I got a little misty-eyed. So, anyway.
That's going to be replayed on every show tomorrow. I hope you
know. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mike.
You'll notice, James, I laid all the way out on that.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
I rolled the chair back about as far as I could without breaking the headphones off the microphone.
I got a little just nostalgic, just kind of kicked in, and eyes got a little teary. It's okay. So,
I identify more with an African American gentleman named Dwayne Peavy than I do with Mr. Barnhart. I just think this guy is out of touch. We need a nice liberal athletic director. I identify more with an African American gentleman named Dwayne Peavy than I do with Mr. Barnhart.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I'm so excited that the Kentucky fans are, some of them are so upset that it just makes my heart glad.
Oh, not Kathy with the cats.
If you want to be dumb and you want to ignore the greatness of Mark Pope, that's on you. Because I've never done that. I've never once doubted Mark Pope's credentials. I never doubted him as the head coach. I never doubted Mitch Barnhart when it comes to this. I never doubted him one second. I always wanted John Calipari to leave. I never backed John Calipari. Who am I kidding? I wanted him out 7 years ago. As soon as he lost that Final Four and went 38-1, I said, fire his ass right down to Fayetteville. That's what I said. I've always, after that loss, Max has said, you know what, who would be a good coach? Mark Pope would be a good coach. That's how far back I go with it.
Yeah, I was definitely lying and gaslighting everybody. I was trying to convince myself, actually.
He put down horns down. He told the students that if they did it, to kick him out. Told the ushers that if they do horns down, kick him out. Will that carry over to L's down? I don't think it will. I don't think you can stop L's down in Rupp Arena. I think you can try.
Yeah.
It's just going to go over everywhere. I think that would be pretty
unpopular. I don't know, but if the coach says don't do it.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't want it to go away. I like L's down.
Oh,
I think it's great.
He hates it more than anything. He complains about it more than anybody.
Earlier in the game, Virginia scored a touchdown, and they, like, went up to our fans with, like, L's down and stuff.
Right.
And I'm like,
that's not taunting.
I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, but not two standards.
But,
yeah.
but don't punish our kid for crossing the goal line, throwing the ball down. It was like a 90-yard run.
Yeah,
it was
massive touchdown.
Massive touchdown, and they flagged it.
Yeah,
I got ticked. Like, that's one of the few times, like, when I'm working media, that, like, I actually lost it because I just think it's so unfair. Like, it's incredibly unfair. I'm like,
you
got these kids from Virginia, no problem with it. L's down on our fans and, like, going nuts, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then when a player scores a really kind of impactful touchdown and he throws the ball down, I don't understand why that's flagging the other one isn't. Like, I just
he doesn't care about it. He likes it. He doesn't care about it, James. He likes it, except for that.
Texture says, Ethan, now that Mark Pope is the head coach, are you watching the game now?
That's a really good question.
I'm going to wait and see. Now, that used to be 100% no. I'm going to wait and see, honestly. If the game was here, I would give you a yes.
Oh, okay.
And then I would probably regret it and give it to somebody. But I'm just, I can't do that to myself. Taylor, did I make the announcement to you?
No.
I'm going to do that in football this year, too.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What?
I'm not doing it.
Ethan.
Nope. I can't, man. I won't be able to put myself through it.
Bro.
But Brock's the greatest, Ethan. He's
the
best.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, I thought I already told you that. I guess.
No.
Not for football, no. This is a new thing.
I'm hurt.
Wow.
This is painful.
Wow.
Bro, that game last November was painful. It took me 3 days. Even
it pissed off Jeff Brom more than it pissed you off.
I know.
He cares so much.
I know.
He wants nothing more than to go in there and slap the blue necks around this year.
I know.
On their home turf.
Jalen Alderman hits the portal, and then all the comments from Florida State and Ole Miss fans on the thing are like, the checks are bouncing, the checks are bouncing, the checks are bouncing, and you're like, the checks aren't bouncing, can you all shut up?
Well, no,
that's the damage
done. It's just like rush. There's no damage done. There's no damage done.
Well, again,
anybody with a, I did. Anybody with a brain knows that these are like Russian bots, or they're trained bots.
Russian bots. Russia hacked the NIL, James. They hacked the
doing what you say you're going to do and fulfilling everything you say you're going to do. It used to be a basic requirement. Now it's a skill, apparently. It's something that's not taken for granted. And you seem to be like the kind of guy who's lived by that. You do what you say you're going to do. So does something like that, does it piss you off?
Well, like I said, on air, I'm not going to give you a whole lot of...
Not even the concept of it. I mean, just people suggesting that you're not doing what you said you're going to do.
He is supporting a guy who played for him. Like, if you went and worked for, I don't know, a competitor of ours somewhere, I'd be like, hey, I wish Jared luck. He's great. I'm a fan of him, not a call letter.
Sure. But, again, like, this isn't the first, like, pro-UK thing that Rick's done. And then, again, like, when you start talking about writing NIL checks, to me, you're...
Well, you know it's not serious, right? He can't do it. And, I mean, that's just Patino hyperbole.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes words have meaning. You know, Rick keeps wanting things to not have meaning, right? Like, my assistant coach, you know, offered $100,000. How was I supposed to know about the $100,000? I should not be punished at all by any of it. Jay Billis, I'll take a polygraph right now, and the polygraph will say I didn't know about the $100,000. Other than the fact that you know as a coach, it's your job to know what your assistant coaches are doing, and if you didn't know that as a coach, you probably should have learned that with the prostitutes before that all happened.
Whoa.
Like, that's the thing that bothers me. Rick never takes accountability for anything, never takes responsibility for anything.
Drew didn't like
and
this at all.
All, you know, and never tell
did.
The truth. You know, I remember he was done coaching basketball. Then he went to Greece, and he was done coaching college. And then he went to Iona, and he wanted to win 300 games at Iona and retire there. And now he's at St. John's. He said he was never leaving Iona, and then he left Iona and, you know, stuck his nose and said, oh, yeah, Louisville needs to hire Kenny Payne. And just, again, I just wish he'd go away. I've had enough of Patino. I wish he'd go away. Honestly, this is going to sound bad. I'm glad they didn't hire Richard, even though I don't really know Richard. I know you love Richard. I'm glad they didn't hire Richard because I don't want to deal with the Patinos anymore. It's like, you know, in politics, the Clintons. Like, just go away. Just go away.
Well, he's got a point there.
And I know that Donovan and Terry really, like, we had a thing. You know, like, I would walk up to Terry Rozier every game.
Oh,
and he knew I was coming, and he had something for me. Donovan Mitchell, same thing. And, you know, and I saw Terry at the FSU ACC championship game. And he, you know, remembers, like, hey, I hadn't seen him in so long. And he was still with the Hornets until he got traded to the Heat. But, you know, you develop a relationship, and if they know you and they're talking to you on a regular basis, they feel comfortable sharing more with you.
All the humble brags, James. I used to talk to Terry and Donovan, and we do first name basis.
One of the things I really liked about the locker rooms being open is we could go in there, put a camera in their face, talk to them, and a lot of times you get a guy like Terry Rozier or Donovan Mitchell, they talk about the game, but then they'll tell you an anecdote or something like that.
Ooh,
or it was hilarious. So Jordan Worrell was a freshman. I forget who it was. They were like, look at – they pulled down –
they pulled down his pants.
They pantsed him. Yeah.
And revealed he had these, like, really funny underwear. It was like a cartoon underwear. And they were giving him the business.
Under what? He's talking about the basketball players pulling each other's pants down.
I think there was great enjoyment out of seeing guys grow and develop.
Do Max and his friends, like, get, like, they start wrestling and stuff?
No.
Whoa. Whoa.
You got to pick five guys, okay. And I took the top three guys.
Well, I'm glad you did, Nick.
Let's just ride with it.
Right.
This is the guy I want to ride.
Well.
Limbs. Limbs.
What?
Just kind of have to play with it. Just kind of have to play with it.
Jerks you awake in the middle of the night.
Whoa.
You're doing it with two different hands. It was very confusing.
Well, that's very
kicked
talented.
In the balls and say, no, oh. I don't need my time. I'm getting ready to work this guy. And we got to get Eric Crawford on because yes. He's got a heart of 120.
He's got a what? He's got a what?
How's that poll going, by the way?
Yeah, let's take a look. See, 437-968. Let's take a peek at the poll.
Whoa, peeking at the poll.
But it was big. It was really big.
Thank you, Nick.
Not both feet. I'm still straddling. Still straddling that.
It's noted that he blew off big time donors.
He was just trying to fiddle it out. Yeah. And he was going too slow. And I'm like, you're blowing it.
Wait. Can we play the end sound one more time, please? I'm sorry, James. He can find it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do this to you.
It's noted that he blew off big-time donors.
Ball right down our throat.
I blew it.
4 minutes to get up and 3 minutes to get down.
I'm sorry.
All I care about is that when I sit, and while, you know, I'd like to be skinnier, I would say when I sit my fat ass, but I shockingly have a little tiny butt. So when I sit my little tiny tush on my otherwise large body down on my couch on a Saturday, I want to click on the TV and watch Louisville Cardinal football and root for my team the same way that a Dallas Cowboys fan on Sunday sits down and watches the
Nobody
Dallas Cowboys.
Says that, but you
like,
care.
I don't care, you know, if the players are making money. It doesn't affect me. Like, you know, they make it good. They don't bad. I don't, you know, player doesn't want to play there anymore, and he transfers, like, that's his business. But I do think that some of this is starting to cross over where it's like, it is kind of affecting me when I sit my tiny little tush down on the couch to watch sports, and I'm like, okay, who's on the team? I don't know.
Does it bother you that you have a tiny tush? Is that something that...
Tush
like,
envy?
Like, is that a body image thing for you?
It's really not. You know, like, if I really cared that much, I guess I'd do Pilates or something. But
Pilates?
It's very rare that somebody that is, you know, I wouldn't say like I'm, you know, fat, but I'm definitely large. I don't think that there's a lot of people that are large that have a disproportionately tiny rear end. And
I'm one of those
that
people.
Is me. And I don't know if that means I have, like, back trouble when I'm older or something. I don't know.
Jared and I have that in common. My wife makes fun of me for it all the time.
Why is this so much whiter than this one?
Interesting story about that.
Yeah, I know, but this one's, like, way whiter.
Interesting story.
It's just a reality of how the good Lord made my body.
Hey, it's ESPN Louisville where we talk about everybody's bodies, all from butts on down to guts. That's what we do around
Busts
here.
Nick is the Jar Jar Binks of local radio.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Whoa.
How dare you?
That's not offensive at all.
Seriously.
How is that not offensive?
I love Jar Jar Binks. He's awesome.
I do too, but like... That's,
no one loves
yeah, but
Jar
he's,
Jar Binks. Come
who is
stop
he?
It.
I mean, I know he's from Star Wars.
He's but. Like this character, and he would talk like this, you know? Yeah, me to see it all, me enjoy all the ice creams. Like, he would talk like that.
He's a high-pitched Italian guy from Brooklyn?
I'm just Lincoln. Thinking of the nearest traitor with Benedict Arnold, John Wilkes Booth. Those were traitors.
Well, I don't know that John was a traitor much as he was an assassin.
He was an assassin.
I mean, I think he
was an assassin.
Into that category. Just me.
Right? Yeah, I mean, however you want to characterize it, it's fine with me.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
However you want to call it.
Whatever makes you feel good.
He killed the president.
Yeah.
In front of 1,500 people.
Yeah.
And ran away.
Not very far. Did he even get out of the theater? I don't know.
No, he ran for like weeks.
Oh, he did. I didn't.
It was like
that.
10 days or something. Yeah, 10, 12. That's why the show is the show.
Twitter must have been fire back then.
Man, can you imagine if they would have found him?
Imagine somebody murders a president and they're, you're searching for 2 weeks.
If I was sitting with your mom, with my woo-woo, then I don't mind smushing against her.
Whoa!
Every time she brought it up, I was very quiet, and I wasn't like, you know, hey, why don't we do it this time? So for the second straight trip to St. Louis, your boy has avoided having to go up in that thing.
Look, I've been at the Arch. It's not fun.
You can look right into it. It's kind of cool. When we were there, they were building new Bush.
Whoa!
She was like, wow, it's kind of tight in here. And I was like, ah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Right. Make a funny joke about it, but on the inside, I'm screaming.
Kind of a Judy Blume novel.
Oh, I was screaming. Oh, yeah, it was rough. Seriously, you don't understand how small it is.
They're not this. They're not shaped like a hollowed out hockey puck where they're crispy on the outside and soft on the inside.
How do they do it?
I don't know. I've thought about that a lot. I don't know. And I don't really care as long as I can still eat them.
You can. You're allowed to.
Okay.
Okay, I want to give this one more shot and go down.
Whoa.
Do you kiss your mom with that mouth? Ask her who I am. She'll know.
We're pissing excellence right now, baby.
Waiting for, like, you lose.
BP! BP! Oh.
Whoa, maybe what sound is that?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Woo.
Don't come in my face.
It's so compelling, but at the same time, you're just watching it. It's like, I am watching.
White sponsor?
Yeah, I'm watching people, like, completely ruin their 40s.
Oh, it's the same
50s,
feeling I had.
Know?
It's the same feeling I had before he died. Like, OJ would put out all these Twitter videos and be like, hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
We see full-blown AIDS. We see full-blown AIDS.
Whoa!
Who was so that? That's where I got it from. I got it from Ence's ex, and then he doubled down on it. So, listeners, that's where I got it from.
What? Ence's ex?
I ended up with bumps under my eyelids and needed special drops to clear up. Couldn't wear contacts for 2 years, and the bumps are in the herpes family. Oh, God, that's terrifying. Okay, I probably need to change these contacts out.
There's a lot of things in that family.
In the herpes family?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it all seems to
shingles
be.
I just learned was, you know.
It's part of the herpes family?
Yeah.
What a crazy family.
Daddy.
Oh, no. Hello, Emily.
Daddy,
how are you? How
are you? Going through it. And you've got a lot going on right now, Daddy. And I just had to check on you. And my dog is...
Your dog in the background.
I just keep checking on you too. She's worried. Listen to her. She hates Mormons.
Mormons are nice people. They're very morally sound. They're very morally sound. So Emily, I'm doing fine. Emily, I'm doing much better today than I was yesterday and last night when I went on the ESPN Louisville Plus thread. I feel much better now.
Good, and I'm glad to hear you like Mormons because I've been wondering since I heard the news.
Uh-oh.
What is your stance on polygamy?
No, I'm a one woman man. I have one wife. That's
feel
all
this
I.
This is our chance. Not for well. Best for us.
We live in Kentucky or Indiana. There's no. This against the law here. I don't. There's rules. There's rules. There's laws.
Daddy,
I don't want the. I don't want the judge breathing down my neck. No.
You're
I'm
a Kentucky fan. Let's do this thing.
Well,
represent the Wildcats with me.
Well, that means you'd have to be my cousin.
I mean, we can check our DNA.
No, it's okay. We don't
see you on my ancestry tree.
No, I don't want to give my
name's Emily.
I don't want to give the government my DNA. I don't do ancestry.com or any of that. Even though they probably have it, Emily. Anyway, I didn't want to do that. But well, I appreciate the thought. I can't do polygamy. I love my wife. We have 4 beautiful children. I have a new baby. I'm good. I'm good.
You can give me your DNA.
No. Thank you, Emily. Go pet your dog for me, please. Give him some begging strips.
I will.
All right. Bye, Emily.
For Daddy.
Bye.
What a call.
it ruined me for like 3 days.
Yeah, see, I'm not doing that.
Wait a minute now. Rewind the tape. You used the restroom. I'm not a restroom user.
Oh, I am.
Well, I had to. There was no
number two.
Yeah.
All that up and down stuff was.
I had to do that here at the station because I realized that the station was on the mini course.
Right.
And so I had somebody open the back door. Open the back door. I'm going to come in, make sure nobody's in the bathroom. It's very efficient because there's like a line at these porta potties in the race. And it's like, you know, John, you know that. That's going to, you know, your time's going to be about three minutes.
Yeah, you're done. And well, I think I've told you the stories before. Like, I have used the bathroom even like in my wetsuit. I don't stop for the rest facilities to the point. Even on
so
the
you're flight. Saying you've crapped yourself in the river in a wetsuit?
I was worried when I peeled the wetsuit off at the end of the swim what it was going to look like. Yeah.
Oh gosh. But you gotta do what you gotta do. I get it, man.
Yeah, I'm not a rest facility person for the reason you just said. That your time is shot. You're waiting in a line.
Yeah.
Yeah, now the trick is using the facilities while you're biking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds interesting. Like, you just pee yourself while you're riding a bike?
Yes, but it's more difficult than you think, and you can't be near other people because a big fishtail of spray comes up off the tire.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
Yeah, well, nothing like radio to reveal crapping and peeing yourself.
All right, last sound of the week. Everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy Thunder. Check out 502-HIP at 812-HIP. Let's go, James.
I love sports. And the constant adding and parsing of every word is tiresome. Exhausting. And so I don't know what that means. I'm sure the texter, there'll be somebody who will prove my point. Say, so then get out, you fat son of a bitch. You know, okay, I mean, that's fair. That's
that's one avenue you could go.
Yeah, I mean, so I get it.